Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I don't even remember a time when the farmers, ranchers, and the broad ag industry was threatened more than we are today. We have a new and energized core of critics out there that want to tell us how to do our job. The state and federal governments are being pushed to pass laws and regulations to deny us our property rights and ability to compete globally in food production. Today I want to concentrate on the challenges to animal agriculture. And issue number one is horse slaughter. In the past 3 years, we have stood and watched our market for unwanted horses stolen from us. Horses are personal property. Now we have to ship them to Mexico or Canada to get anything, and the shipping costs eat up most of the revenue. And there's a strong demand for horse meat in Europe and Asia, but we aren't allowed to process and ship there. And now we have unwanted horses roaming public land and even on the roads. The Humane Society of the United States succeeded in passing Proposition 2 in California, which will destroy the California egg industry. They already took gestation crates away from a few Florida pig farmers. With the help of the new generation of people that are far removed from the farm, the animal rights crowd are aiming to not just reform how we care for our animals, but to destroy animal agriculture. Now that's their ultimate goal. The whole ag industry needs to form a united front to challenge our enemies and build support for our cause. We have an impressive case to make. Agriculture is one of the few industries in the country that every year runs a trade surplus. We deliver to our citizens the most reasonably priced food in the world. Millions of jobs are at stake. We don't want to raise our pigs and chickens and cattle in some other country. One encouraging development was the passage of a referendum creating a livestock standards board in the state of Ohio. The standards board can set standards to prevent out-of-state activist groups from dictating how food is produced in Ohio. The board members will include the state director of agriculture, family farmers, veterinarians, representatives from a local humane society, and consumers. We hope this successful effort may serve as a model for other states to follow. Commercial agriculture production is under assault like I have never seen before. We need to come together and protect this great industry. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain.